Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Time for Polls Apart. This is where we test a poll that we've found, and we've thought, I don't know about the accuracy of that. Let's test it in the studio with the family.
Yep.
Now, today's
one. See how we stack up against the rest of the country or world or whoever you've found the study about.
I think this is probably going to be pretty accurate today.
All right.
It's very rare that I agree with some of the stats.
But most of the time, they actually do align. There's been a couple of times I haven't.
So today, I want to know, have you ever withheld information about your cooking / baking? Now, what I mean by that is you might have passed something off as your cooking when really it wasn't. Or maybe you just, like, you didn't lie about it, you just withheld information, right?
You just didn't correct someone.
Yeah.
They said, you did a great job at this cake.
And you're like, oh, thanks. Didn't take
Wasn't
me too long at all.
Yeah. Like, I didn't even do it.
Now, this includes, like, your pre-packet stuff. So if someone compliments you on this amazing cake and you know that it was, like, a box mix.
Nah, that's fine. You made that yourself.
Did you?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I would take that as homemade.
No.
Yeah, if you used it, like, because you're still adding butter and eggs and milk.
Yeah, but they give it all to you.
No, they don't.
You throw it.
Have you ever made a bag of cake? The only thing
you need to add is eggs.
Not always. Sometimes you need to add the butter as well. And you still have to, like, beat it and bake it.
Yeah, but that's like saying you build your house if you paint it.
No way. Not at all. I would claim if I'd even made it from a packet, I still go, oh, it's just a packet mix.
Yeah.
But I'm like, the difference is, like, flour and sugar. That's basically as
the consistency,
like chocolate
the
paper.
Amount. Look, I tend to agree with you halfway.
Okay.
I would say if
you made it from a packet mix, it's still homemade. You still made it.
Yeah, it's homemade, but I think you need to also preface it by saying, I bought this from a box.
There was a time, like, years ago, before I met Evan. So Evan, like, changed my life when it comes to cooking.
For the better.
Cooking and stuff, because I would have been, like, completely using a cake mix. I would have not thought that that was, at no point would that have not been cooking that at home.
Yeah. And look, I do agree with you. Like, you are doing it, yes. But it's not exactly the same. I think if someone compliments you on a box meal.
Yeah.
You can't take full credit for
a box
for
meal,
it.
If it's like a microwave meal, different story.
Anyway, I want to hear from you. Get in touch. 0429 985 985. Have you ever withheld information about your cooking / baking? I've got a lot of stats around this. And even the difference between guys and girls. Some of us like to hide it a bit more than others.
Oh, I'm interested.
I'm going to give you one little stat for free.
Sure.
Just because I think this one's quite fun. Okay. This is female versus male. Okay, females, 26% of females would serve food dropped on the floor versus 24% of males, which I thought was intriguing.
That's interesting.
I thought guys would probably do it a little bit more.
Yeah, so would I.
But no, females love to pick up the food off the ground and serve it to you, apparently.
I'm just trying to think if I've ever done that, probably, kids anyway.
Hey, get in touch, 0429 985 985. I just want to know, have you ever withheld information about your cooking or baking? Just text yes or no. If you've got details, we would love to hear. You said you were amazing at making mud cakes, and then you ran out of time maybe, so you quickly went to the supermarket, you got it, you chucked some icing over top, and you said, yeah, that's mine.
Speaking of cakes, sometimes I will buy cakes from the grocery store.
Yeah.
Then I'll decorate them.
Okay, yep.
So,
but see, if someone says, oh, wow, that cake tastes amazing, what do you do? What do you say?
If they say it tastes amazing, I'm like, I didn't cook it. I got it from said supermarket.
Okay,
if they say that looks amazing,
claim it.
I'll say thanks. But then I will also probably go, I didn't bake it though, I just decorated it.
I would so take the credit.
Jeremy has given us a call. Jeremy, have you taken credit for someone else's cooking?
Oh, all the time. Why not?
On what level? Is this like a family dinner? When do you do this?
No, this is on a date.
Ooh,
so
okay.
If I'm going, yeah, no worries. You know, I'll get some food and yada yada. I'll just go down to the, Chinese restaurant or whatever restaurant, get some takeaway, pop it on a plate and go, there we go.
Really?
Happy days.
I think it's like part of it.
Awesome.
If you're going to cook someone dinner, half of the romance about it is cooking it while they're there and, having a chat and bonding over this cooking experience. You're missing out, Jeremy.
I never said I was romantic, but that might be why I'm still single.
Hey, Jeremy, I do want to know.
Good portion.
How old are you, Jeremy?
I'm 50. I had my 50th a month ago now.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
We'll find you someone. Anyone interested in Jeremy? He's just Texas.
Hey, Jeremy.
Absolutely.
At what level do you go to disguise this? Like, do you put the Chinese food into a pan, or do you just serve it?
That is far too much effort to do. It's coming out of the plastic container onto a plate.
Nice.
That's it.
I love it.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Because I don't want to risk my own cooking. That's really what it comes down to.
You want to make a good impression.
If I cook something, it'll be horrible. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I actually can give you
still single.
Maybe. Who knows?
Jeremy.
I'll give you some more stats around this and keep the texts coming. 0429 985 985. Have you ever withheld info about your cooking / baking? Now, of those that have withheld the information, the reasons why. Okay, 63% percent said they were too tired to cook from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
35% said they were running out of time.
Yep.
And 2% says, I just can't cook.
That's Jeremy.
Yeah.
We did also get a text in from Texter 104 last week. Had visitors come in on a very short notice. Didn't have time to cook. I decided to order some curries, which I served with rice that I cooked.
Oh, nice.
Now, the rice came out really good. They enjoyed the food so much and asked if I cooked the food. I said yes, but my wife looked at me and we both knew it was too late to come out.
A lot of texts coming through.
I am loving all these texts coming through. I have to do this one. It just says, shout out to Mum Linda from Cal.
Doesn't say whether you do it or not. Just a shout out.
I'm just assuming that maybe Mum from Cal does that.
Yeah, I think you'd be safe with assuming that. Hey, look, let's run through some of the stats because I found these quite interesting. New research reveals that men are 10% more likely to fib about their baking skills than females.
Interesting.
Some more. 6% of males have told their dinner guests a meal meets gluten-free or vegetarian diet requirements when it doesn't. Have you done that?
Sort of.
You naughty person. Well, 4% of females have done the same thing.
Well, this is what happened. And you
being
the
judge.
Oh, here we go. So I made...
Guilty.
I made what I thought was vegetarian risotto. It was like a mushroom risotto.
Okay.
Everyone ate it, and then I realized later that I made it with chicken stock.
Oh, that's
so doesn't that technically mean it wasn't vegetarian because chicken stock still comes from chickens?
Yeah, but that stuff is so fake.
Okay.
I reckon you're safe.
So I was safe?
I would say safe, but then again, I don't have any requirements.
Okay, because I didn't tell her after.
No, she went home. She was sick for a long time.
She was vegetarian by choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving along, 14% of females have claimed credit for someone else's recipe, whereas again, males, 18%, slightly higher.
I don't think I'd tell people if it's someone else's recipe.
No?
Would you?
I would feel a little bit guilty if they were like, no, man, your fish was amazing.
Oh.
Then I go, well, hey, look, it's not actually mine. Beck, my co-host, she gave me the recipe. I think I would.
Yeah, would you?
I think I would,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Okay. Talana gave me a great curry recipe.
Have you told anyone? No.
No.
Okay. 11% of females have substituted a lower cost ingredient, claiming it was a higher cost ingredient. So the common one is fish there.
Yeah.
Oh, is that snapper? Yeah, that's snapper. No, it's not.
It's shark.
It's just something gross. But let's get to the main stat, okay? So overall, how many people have lied or fibbed or withheld information about their cooking? The national survey says 18%.
Yeah, okay.
And our survey, 66%. We are shocking.
I love
only
that so
33%
much.
Of us don't tell a fib about our cooking. That's so bad.
Good. I think it's great.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.